A Wall Street Journal column recently doled out this economic advice: talk less, do the dishes, lose weight, put out more. Put out more? And she's not talking about spending. Columnist Paula Schumann wrote the article and is also co-author of the book Spousonomics: Using Economics to Master Love, Marriage, and Dirty Dishes. People might have mixed feelings about the advice, but it's well-researched and a very different take on the relationship between economics and marriage. Paula, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
And start with that column because, you know, you got a lot of reader response. People weren't happy.
Yeah, some people weren't happy. Some people were, you know, cheering for me. People thought that it was a little crass to say you should talk less and put out more. But, you know, I guess my take was, if you're married, why is that bad advice to have more sex?
Well, and you bring in economic theory to illustrate your points. So let's just give some examples. Talk less. Now, you say it's not to become a submissive little spouse, but because of something called information processing costs.
Right. We talked to a lot of couples who said that they're kind of overloaded sometimes by information from their spouse, whether that's in the middle of an argument and it starts out being about one thing and suddenly it's not just about how you didn't pick up the kid on time. It's a global discourse on everything you've ever done wrong. That's also incurs high information processing costs and is not going to get you very far in getting your spouse to hear what you're saying and address the one issue you really care about. I'm not advocating not having conversations with your spouse. It's a specific kind of talking that I'm suggesting we moderate a bit.
Well, and as you said, everybody's on overload anyway, so keep an eye on that. Do the dishes. Now, here's where even you said in your column that you were going to anger women for setting them back 50 years. But now here you refer to the notion of comparative advantage, which you remind us is the basis of free trade. What's this?
So we talk about comparative advantage, which is the notion that people should specialize in the jobs that they do best relative to other tasks. So, you know, we say if you really are, you know, a whiz at the dishes and you don't hate them as much as the laundry and it takes you a million years to fold socks and underwear, then maybe you should specialize in dishes and do the dishes and not insist that that get done 50-50. And the notion is sometimes it might not feel fair on a given day, but over a lifetime of being married, it evens out.
Now, here comes the perhaps most controversial one, and perhaps the children should leave at this point. You say when it comes to having relations, this put out more part, you say just wake up and do the job. It's just like you go to work every morning. What?
Yes, I am saying my crazy advice is to have more sex. I know. We're going to assume that you love each other, you're interested in having sex with each other, but the chaos of your lives and the exhaustion that comes from all the other things you have to do kind of just gets in the way and makes it more enticing to get into bed with the crossword puzzle than to, you know, get it on with your spouse. So, you know, we advocate making it more affordable, you know, doing it at times of the day which are more conducive to it, not making a big deal out of it, and doing it more, whether you're in the mood or not.
Well, where's the economic theory, though?
Well, the notion is that you'll be more likely to be able to just do it if you've lowered the costs and therefore upping demand. We talked to a couple who realized after a while they couldn't remember the last time they'd had sex, and they actually did enjoy having sex with each other, but their lives had kind of gotten out of hand and it had gotten pushed to the side. So they figured, you know, they set a goal of we're going to do this 3 times a week, no matter what. No arguments, no discussions. And they made sure they did it right after they put their kid to bed and before they had dinner, because they realized after they had dinner, the costs were just too high having sex.
Okay, so it's a cost benefits kind of equation.
Right.
You talk about the economic concept loss aversion. I mean, you know, people hate to lose, and so it can make them act in irrational ways because they are afraid to lose. And in light of this theory, you say people should occasionally go to bed angry.
We hate to lose twice as much as we love to win, is what economists would say. And so we start acting irrationally, trying to recoup those losses in the process, losing even more. So when an argument starts being about winning and trying to avoid losing and less about resolving, that's when it's time to take a time out. And that time out might involve going to bed if it's bedtime. This is something that served me well in my marriage. And I think a lot of people that we've talked to who've given it a try have said it works pretty well. I mean, half the time you wake up in the morning, you don't even remember what you were arguing about.
That's Paula Schumann, co-author of Spousonomics: Using Economics to Master Love, Marriage, and Dirty Dishes. Paula, thanks.
Thanks for having me.